We are about to begin Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. We're only going to be doing the first sif, which is a rather small one, but there's a lot going on. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph, Kashiyovel Leveso Yimayher Lechol Miyad. When you come home, you should be swift to eat immediately. What exactly is this talking about? So the Taz understood from here that the mitzvah is, as soon as you finish davening, you should make sure to immediately go and make Kiddush, even if it is not yet night. Say you brought Shabbos in early from Plag HaMincha, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia, one can daven. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to immediately come, make Kiddush, and eat. The Mishtabura understands that that's not pshat. The Mishtabura understands that Miyad means as soon as it becomes Tzeisek HaChavim. Not only that, but before Tzeisek HaChavim, and often it works out this way, if you daven Mincha and Kabbalah Shabbos early, and Kabbalah Shabbos and Mariv are only from Plag, it may very well be that by the time you get home and you're about to make Kiddush, it's already within a half hour of Tzeisek HaChavim, in which case you're not allowed to start eating because it's also to be Kovei Asud at that time before saying Shema. And the Shema you said by day is not going to be a fulfillment of the Mrs. Krishna. So the Mishtabura holds that within that half hour you couldn't make Kiddush and start your Suda anyway. So what we're talking about according to the Mishtabura is Mishach Sheicha. Once it's already dark, you should not put it off. You should be making Kiddush and eating immediately. Now here the Mishtabura goes into the whole Yisod of the Mitzvah of Kiddush. The Mitzvah of Kiddush is the Mitzvah Darais of Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos Dekatsho. Chazal darshan that you should be maskir Shabbos bichni soso when Shabbos comes in. So the earlier you make Kiddush, the better, because it is closer to the Knesses HaShabbos. Now, since the halach is there's a din of Kiddush from Makam Suda, so once you make Kiddush, you already have to have your Suda. That's what the Mechaber means when he says, Kishiyovel Aveso Yemar Lechol, that once it's Tzeisek HaChavim, you should try and make Kiddush as soon as possible to be Makayim the Mitzvah of Skira Shabbos bichni soso. And right after that, have your Suda. Based on this, after Tzeisek HaChavim, the earlier the better. Now, what happens if somebody is not especially hungry? So he's allowed to wait until he gets his appetite. Why is this? So here the Mishnebura brings up the Magen Avraham Shita, that midoraisa your yotza, the mitzvah doraisa of Kiddush with tefillah. That since you mentioned Mekadesh HaShabbos in tefillah, in davening, you were yotza the mitzvah doraisa. The need for wine and the din of Kiddush from Makam Suda, those are the Rabbanans only. So the doraisa your yotza in tefillah. Therefore, if somebody was already yotza his doraisa in tefillah, now he doesn't have that much appetite, he's better off actually putting off making Kiddush and waiting until he has an appetite. Of course, if other people are reliant on you, you have lots of guests, but you say, you know, I'm not all that hungry yet, and you have them sitting around and being hungry, that's not right. The Mishtabura doesn't spell it out here, but in other places, the Mishtabura writes that if you've invited a guest, papashtis that constitutes something of a neder mitzvah, that you invited them, that means you say you're going to feed them, and if you put it off, you're over on bal ta'acher. You're over on the isser of giving staka late. Now, another thing, let's say someone daven marv early. He comes home and now it's Tzeisek HaChavim. He has to say Shema first before he starts making Kiddush. If not, then during the meal, when it comes the time, he'll say Shema. Now, getting back to this Magen Avraham, that midoraisa you are yotze with davening, the Mishtabura raises several issues with this. Now, the Rambam does write that there's a mitzvah daraisa to be mekadesh, but it's only midivrei sofrim that it's al hakos. Tosa says the same thing. However, the Mishtabura brings, first of all, Reb Kiv Eger, who brings a ran, where the mashmos is that Kiddush al hakos is a daraisa, and the Rosh is mashman this way also. That's one thing. Aside from that, the Mishnebura says that we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So he says when you're davening Shmon Esrei, how many people think of that as a kiyum of the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush? So if you weren't mechaven, you weren't yotza. If you weren't yotza, you still have Kiddush as a mitzvah daraisa. Furthermore, you're also better off being Yotze the Daraisa. When Chazal said that you have to do it al hakoyis, when Chazal said that you have to, that you're supposed to say it with the Nusach HaBracha and Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim and so on, which we'll get to soon, all of that, what they mean to say is to be Mekayim the Daraisa that way, B'Pashtus. So, unlike the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that really, you're Yotze the Daraisa al hakoyis also, when you didn't have Kavana to be Yotze the Daraisa in Shmoneh Esrei. Now, one of the differences in it being a derabbanan, the Magen Avraham says, first of all, in a case of Suffolk, you're not sure, you can't remember if you made Kiddush. If you definitely davened, says the Magen Avraham, you were Yotze the Daraisa, the only Suffolk is on a derabbanan, what's the problem? Suffolk derabbanan lo hakel. You go lakula. Another case, what happens if a katan wants to make Kiddush for a gadol? So if the gadol didn't yet daven, then it would be a daraisa for him. Whereas if a gadol did daven already, so for him it's a drabanan. A katan is also a drabanan. It could be that the katan could be motzi him. And we'll learn a little bit more about it in the next sif. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that since most people are not machaven in Shmoneh Esrei, probably to be yotza the mitzvah of Kiddush, the assumption is that you're being yotza the daraisa in Kiddush itself. You should not be yotza yedei katan. Not only that, but he even says to say it along with the katan, word by word, you shouldn't do. We'll see Rabbi Akiva Eiger later that if a katan is making Kiddush and you're just saying along with him, that's not called al hakos. Al hakos means that you have your cup that you're holding where it's being held for your kiddush, not someone else's. With regard to a child that is just 13 years old, a little boy that's 13 years old, bar mitzvah boy, where you do not know if he is physically mature or not. So generally speaking, for daraisis, we do not rely on any chazaka. Midrabanan will say the chazaki is that he's probably physically mature as well, but midaraisa he's not. In a daraisa, we don't have that chazaka. Consequently, it would make sense to say that for kiddush, only a gadol that is vaday gadol, is physically mature, could be motzi. The Mishnah Berurah allows you, if you've davened already, to at least rely on the Magen Avraham for that. And what we could say is, well, if you're Yotze the Daraisa, so now we're dealing with a Drabanan, so of course a Suffolk is Lahakil. Now, Kiddush of Yontif, everybody holds as a Drabanan. The Mitzvah of Zachos Yom HaShabbos is only on Shabbos. Yontif that is Chal on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you only have wine for one, either for Yontif or for Shabbos, save it for Shabbos, because Kiddush on Shabbos is more chomer because the Yisod is a Daraisa. Now, further, the Mishnah Berurah raises the issue that the Gemara has a limud. It says, Zachor Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, it says, L'man Tizkor Yom Tzeischom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecho. So the Gemara has a limud that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah asks on the Magen Avraham, how could you possibly be Yotza with Tefillah? We don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in davening. So the Minchas Chinuch proves from here that the Halacha is not like the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say either it's an Asmachta, or the fact that we said it in Shema, in the Brachis, there's a Smichas Gula L'Tefillah, so the Gula there goes into your Shmona Esrei, and your Shmoneh Esrei, your Yotze Kiddush, together with that. Now, the maskona of the Mishnah Berurah is lahachmir, that you're not Yotze the Daraisa in Tefillah. That we should consider your Kiddush Balayla to be a kiyum of the Daraisa and not a Derabanan.